great honor to have the Rashi of YU and Barstan here with us tonight. I don't have any great jokes for you, I apologize. I don't know it very well, so I apologize for jokes, but it is a great honor to have you here and to speak on behalf of Rabbi Yosef Hanchanan.
It's a big schus to be here. I remember when I was a bacher, and Rabbi Cohen will remember too, when the Rav was the Morda Asra of the Young Israel in Canarsie, and I came one night with my parents to give a drasha, to give a shir in the shul. And Baruch Hashem, we're here today in Muncie, in new territory, not so new anymore, but to share Divrei Torah in honor of Rabbi Yosef and Hanukkah Katan. It was mentioned before that today is Pesach Sheni. At Pesach Sheni, there's a tradition from the Gera Rebbes that Pesach Sheni, as the Pasuk says, people approached Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Lama Nigora? You know, we were Tomei, we weren't able to bring the Korban Pesach on the first in Nisan when everyone else was bringing it. But Lama Nigora? Why should we lose out? We were Tomei, we were impure, we weren't able to. And that is the call that we'll all have in our lives. Some people in their youth didn't have the same opportunities of learning, especially learning for smicha, in their youth. But there's a call, Lama Nigara. Why should we be different? Why should we lose out? And says the Ger Rebbe, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the opportunity. It was because of the call of the individuals, of Lama Nigara, says one of the Ger Rebbe's, the tradition, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if that's your attitude, I will give you another opportunity. I will give you the Pesach Sheni. Rav Yosef, your Eser's Chayil was the person who said, Lama Nigara. Why should you lose out? And without that calling, and not the calling that we have in our lives, we might just go on. No one would have a taina, a person's retired. Why should he have to schlep, especially before COVID, to schlep from Muncie to New York to, you learn a little bit, you kovei itim, no one will have any tainas on you. But someone is calling to you, Lama Nigara, that you could do more, and that's what an Eishes Chayil is. Is a person who will encourage you to say Lama Nigara. Why should you lose out? You still have the opportunity. Baruch Hashem, you still have the good health. So, do it. Lama Nigara. Many of the Talmidim who are in the Shir with you, they're holding by Pesach Rishon. They're in the Pesach Rishon of their lives. But every once in a while, we get people who want to come back after they retired, the Pesach Sheni of their lives. And there's a calling, sometimes an inner calling, sometimes their spouse, sometimes a son or a daughter. Lama Nigara, why should you lose out? Do it. And that is the significance of Pesach Sheni and this occasion as well. But I want to add another point that has to do with me personally and Rav Yosef Katan. And this has to do with a pasuk that we just read not too long ago in Parshas Kedoshim. There is a mitzvah, Mrs. Lo Sase, a negative precept in Parshas Kedoshim of Orla. Orla means that an individual is not allowed to partake, eat, or get any hana, any benefit from the produce of a tree in its first 3 years. And that is the prohibition of Orla, the first 3 years of the existence of the tree, the produce is forbidden. So the Yerushalmi, the Talmud Yerushalmi, has an interesting question. What happens if you take a branch and part of the branch is put into the ground and the other part of the branch is connected to a tree that already is more than 3 years old? So from the perspective of this branch being connected to the tree, it's already past 3 years old. So any produce should be what? Permissible. But from the perspective of the branch being put in the ground, it's like a new plant. And therefore the produce should be prohibited. So what is the status of the produce from this branch? So the Talmud Yerushalmi says, well, it depends. Where is it getting most of its sustenance? Is most of the sustenance of this branch coming from that tree that it's attached to? Or is it coming from the ground? But how do we know? Are we big scientists to know where the sustenance is coming from? So the Yerushalmi says the following. The Yerushalmi says, it depends. This is the way you're going to be able to tell where the sustenance is coming from. Because this branch has leaves on it. If the leaves are facing the old tree, you could be assured that it's not getting sustenance from that tree. If it's facing away from the tree, it's probably getting sustenance from the tree. What? Why? Because man de'och, these are the words of the Yerushalmi, man de'ochil de'lav dilei bohis listakulibe. If a person is getting sustenance and getting a handout from something else or somebody else, you're embarrassed to look that person in the face or that entity in the face. So if the tree is getting its sustenance, if the branch is getting its sustenance from the tree, then the leaves are going to be looking away because it can't look in the face of the tree where it's getting all the sustenance from it. But if it's getting the sustenance not from the tree, then the branches could face the tree. And that's what the Gemara says. Man de ochil de lav delay. If you're getting something that's not yours, you didn't earn it, you didn't pay for it, bohis li stakule be, you're embarrassed to look in the face. So if the branches, the leaves are facing away, it means it's getting sustenance from the tree, therefore it's embarrassed. If it's facing the tree, then it's getting sustenance from the ground. And that's the way to tell. The Panim Yosfos, the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, said, we know the famous pasuk, V'hayu einecha ro'os es morecha, that a person should look, be able to look at his Rebbe. The Gemara says that somebody said, Rav Meir, I only saw the back of Rav Meir. If I would have seen the front, how much more greater I would have been. So the Panim Yafos says, you're supposed to be able to look your Rebbe in the face, but aren't you gaining from the Rebbe? Aren't you being sustained from the Rebbe? V'ayu einecha ro'os es morecha? How could it be? The Yerushalmi says, if you're getting something from somebody, and you're a receiver and not a giver, bohis listakulebe, it's embarrassing. Says the Panim Yafos, but we know Chazal say, mitalmida yose mikulam, that a Rebbe-Talmud relationship is not only that the Rebbe gives and the Talmud receives, but the Rebbe, mitalmidai yose mikulam, that the Rebbe learns from his Rebbeim, but he even learns more from his Talmidim. And Rav Yosef Katan is the prime example of my Talmida Yosef Mikulam. How many times in the middle of Shir, I'm thinking of something, I said, Rav Yosef, no, what did we say last time? Where was this Tosis? What did we say? What Svara did we say? And he would have it on his fingertips. Mi Talmida Yosef Mikulam. And therefore, v'ayu einecha ro'os es morecha. You could look your Rebbe in the face, because your Rebbe is not only a teacher, but the Rebbe is a receiver as well. And it's not bohis listakulei bei. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. So now, I'm going to call upon Rav Yosef and the Eish HaChayil, who, as again, the Eish HaChayil is the call of Lama Nigara, of the Pesach Sheni. And Rav Yosef to come together, v'hayu einecha ro'os es morecha, to receive chalokim from Choshen Mishpat, because I was told that's the new project, Bez Hashem, the next Lama Nigara, and to receive that into in honor of the shul, and I'm sure all the good things you do in the shul. But from this perspective, you're a role model for all the people in the shul, whether they're holding in the Pesach Rishon of their lives, or they're holding in the Pesach Sheni of their lives. There's never, and there's always opportunities to grow and grow and grow in Torah, Avodah, Gemilas, Chasodim. So please come to receive this beautiful award.